Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of worship. And I just thank God for Israel Houghton and New Breed for that moving forward worship this morning. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for the use of the music. Again, I do not own it, but I sure do worship to it. And thanking God for it. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say is glory to God in the highest, and may his grace shine and abide in us all. For hallelujah, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. Can we stand on the word of Jesus today? Woo, hallelujah. Standing on the word of God today. Standing on the word of God today. And thanking God for his son, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, we are, as always, this year, coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle Bible, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. And all I can say is, what a mighty God we serve. And thanking God for Dr. Stanley and the vision together in such a way that it works wonderfully together, and thanking God for his mighty word. Jesus spoke, and all we could do is listen and thank him. Thanking God for everything that he does for us. Thanking God for his grace, and thanking God for his mercy, and loving God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. And all I can say is God is good. And as we get ready to open up our word this morning, we will be coming out of the 27th and 28th book, chapters of Exodus. I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 27 and 28. The psalm is the 20th psalm, verses 1 through 5. Proverb this morning is Proverb chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. And we will be finishing up Matthew chapter 24 today. And our title word is coming out of Matthew chapter 24. And it is Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So let's get into our word this morning as we pray. Heavenly Father God, we lift up our nation today, Lord God. We lift up our president, asking you, Lord God, to keep him safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, as he leads this nation. Father God, let us become a nation united under God, and that it not be just words that we say, one nation under God, indivisible. Let it not be just something we say, but let it be something we live, an indivisible nation, a nation full of people who care and love each other. A nation that takes care of its poor and its needy. A nation that looks after the children that are born and unborn. Lord God, we ask you to watch over this country and show us the right way to walk in righteousness, that we don't just talk about it, that we are about it. For your word tells us, Lord God, a house divided against itself shall not stand. So, Father God, we are asking you to help us. Help us become the United States of America. Help us reconcile from the horrors of this nation's building, God. Let there be reconciliation from the horror of the blood and tears of the enslaved, of your enslaved people, God. Let us never forget that this nation was built on blood. This nation was built on tears. This nation was built on the dividing and the separating of families. But Lord God, we can forgive. We can come back together united. Lord God, we ask you to remove the hatred and the core of the bigotry from this nation, God. And that we will not stand until we reconcile and repent of the sins of our forefathers. Father God, I lift up America, which is the country that I live in, that I love, and ask you, Lord God, to help us. As I pray today over leaders, I pray over pastors, God, because unity starts within the church body. And we're asking you, Lord, to show the false prophets and false teachers. Show the proper liars, God. Show those that preach hatred from the pulpit, God, and that they are not preaching your word, but preaching their own selfish ambition. Lord God, remove the sheep from those that pretend to be sheep, but are really ravenous wolves. Lord God, as we go through this word today, we ask you, Father, to help us as a nation stand on your word, trust in your word, believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. For Lord God, our time is limited. For you have said so in your word. Help us to be united in love, in joy, and in peace that can only come from you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. As Nehemiah says, you are our strength, God. And so, Father God, I lift up this word this morning as I lift up pastors and community leaders and municipal leaders, state leaders, state houses, and our federal government, Lord God, that they will learn to work together in unity and not always be in strife. Lord God, I pray for our senior citizens that you cover each and every one, God, that they will not be without resources because people think it's all right to leave them nothing, our little or nothing. To leave them $30 a month to live on, not understanding that they have bills just like everyone else, and it's not just a facility payment as they take all of their money. Lord God, you know what our seniors need, and I'm asking you to cover them. Keep them in their homes as long as possible, Lord God. Let family members step up to the plate to help their loved ones. And Father God, I pray, as your word says, to honor our fathers and our mothers, that we never forget that, that we love them, that we may have long life. Lord God, watch over my mother. Watch over my godmothers. Watch over those that I love, God, my sons and my daughters, my grandchildren. And Lord God, watch over my family and watch over the families of those that listen live, listen later. And watch over those that are in the horrible earthquake, over 11,000 people dead as of last night, God. I ask you to give strength to those in Syria and Turkey who have experienced this horrible earthquake. We understand, Lord, that nothing happens without your approval. So, Lord God, I know you are called to take home. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless those that are still here as we go forth, Lord God, learning to live right and righteous. And Father God, as I get ready to open this word to speak today, I ask you, Lord God, to please increase as I decrease. As the psalmist said, Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And let's get into our word, family. We are in Exodus chapter 27 and 28, and we must get started. Thank you again for joining me this morning as we move forward in the word of God. This is Bible study. And the word of God says, you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. Also, you shall make its ashes, and its shovel, and its basin, and its forks, and its fire pans. You shall make all of its utensils of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze. And on the network you shall make 4 bronze rings at its four corners. You shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath, that the network may be midway up the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay it with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar. To bear it, you shall make it hollow with boards as it was shown you on the mountain. So shall they make it. Understand, God gave Moses a blueprint of what to do. Hallelujah. And he gives us a blueprint as well on how to live a life, and it's called his word. And it goes on to tell us, you shall also make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side there shall be hangings for the court, made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side, and its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise along the length of the north side there shall be hangings, 100 cubits long with its 20 pillars. And their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars, and their bands of silver. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. For the gate of the court, there shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. The hooks shall be of silver, and the sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the cubicles for all its service all its pigs, and all the pigs of the court shall be of bronze. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Chapter 28. Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make a holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen, and they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, artistically worked. It shall have two shoulder straps joined at its two edges, and so it shall be joined together. And the intricately woven band of the ephod, which is shall be of the same workmanship, made of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone, in order of their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet. You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. You shall set them in settings of gold, and you shall put the two stones on the shoulders of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. So Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders as a memorial. You shall also make settings of gold, and you shall make two chains of pure gold like braided cords, and fasten the braided chains to the settings. You shall make the breastplate of judgment artistically woven according to the workmanship of the ephod. You shall make it of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, and you shall make it. It shall be doubled into a square. A span shall be its length, and a span shall be its width. And you shall put settings of stones in it, four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and an emerald. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jonas, agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row in beryl, onyx, and jasper. They shall be set in gold settings, and the stones shall have the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, each one with its own name. They shall be according to 12 tribes. You shall make chains for the breastplate at the end, like braided cords of pure gold. And you shall make two rings of gold for the breastplate, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Then you shall put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings, which are on the ends of the breastplate, and the other two ends of the two braided chains you shall fasten to the two settings, and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in the front. You shall make two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate of the edge of it, which inner side of the ephod. And two other rings of gold you shall make and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the abad toward its front, right at the seam above the intricately woven bands of the abad. They shall bind the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the abad using a blue cord so that it is above the intricately woven band of the abad and so that the breastplate does not come loose from the abad. And it's like a breastplate. There are all these stones on it that goes over the top of the robes that Aaron and his sons wore. It's really beautiful when they have, I've seen depictions of it, and it's just a beautiful thing, probably quite heavy, but it really is beautiful. And it says, so Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord. So Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. There shall be an opening for its head in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear. And upon its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and veils of gold between them all around, a golden veil and a pomegranate, a golden veil and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe all around, and it shall be upon Aaron when he ministers, and his sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, that he may not die. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. I gotta say that again. Holiness to the Lord. And you shall put it on a blue cord, that it may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban. So it shall be on Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall always be on his forehead. They may be accepted before the Lord. You shall skillfully weave the tunic of fine linen thread. You shall make the turban of fine linen, and you shall make the sash of woven work. For Aaron's sons, you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them for glory and beauty. So you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and on his sons from with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not inquire iniquity and die. It shall be a statue forever to him and his descendants after him. Hallelujah. What a beautiful word. God gives us a blueprint. As Jesus has told us in his word, he has told us that this word is so important. Jesus has spoken today, and he speaks continuously. Even back then, he was the one that was seen on the mountain. He has always been my Lord. And Jesus has said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. The word of God still stands 3,000 years later. This word from the time of Moses is still standing. It has not changed. It can't be enhanced. It is the word of God. And we stand on God's word. And as we go into the 20th Psalm, I have a life lesson first from chapter 28 of Exodus. And it says this, verse 3, you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments. God commissions and equips for his service not merely religious individuals, such as pastors and evangelists, but men and women whom he gifts in many ways. If you answer phones, do so as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, whatever your job, do it unto the Lord. Prison guards, do it unto the Lord. Teachers, do it unto the Lord. Janitors, do it unto the Lord. Caregivers, do it unto the Lord. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord and watch him work in the lives of the people you serve. Watch God work. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. 20th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you out from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Hallelujah. And as we go to answers to life questions for the 20th Psalm, and it says, of one thing you can be certain in any time of trouble, suffering, hardship, difficulty, pain, or tragedy, the Lord is with you. Time and again in his word, the Lord assures you of his presence. And the question was, how can I feel secure in the Lord during troubled times? We've all been there. We've all been through. But God is always there with us. Through thick, through thin, through up, through down, God is there. It says, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. 2 Chronicles 15:2. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. 2 Chronicles 20:17. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. 20th Psalm, verse 1 and 4. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. Jeremiah 42:11. Be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, at work, for I am with you. Haggai 2:4. Jesus said the same thing to his disciples. I am with you always, Matthew 28:20. The Apostle Paul considered this truth and asked, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Don't answer his question too quickly, for the truth is many people can rise up against us. They can cheat us, come on now, harass us, persecute us, insult us, mock us, physically injure us, even kill us. But here's the point. In the end, they can never win. Can y'all say it with me? They can never win. I'm going to read this part again. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Put that in your memory arsenal. If God is for us, who can be against us? And then I love how Dr. Stanley broke it down. Don't answer this question too quickly. For the truth is, many people can rise up against us. We've all been there. They can cheat us. Some of us have been there too. Harass us, been there. Persecute us, some of us have been there. Insult us, mock us, physically injure us. But they can't kill us. And some think they can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. Come on now. But here's the point. In the end, they can never win. Hallelujah. They can never win. That is why Jesus says you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends. Come on now. And they will put some of you to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. Luke 21:16-18. If you belong to God, you are on the winning side. Period. Can I say it again? If you belong to God, you are on the winning side. And it's a period. Can't nobody move you out of your square. When rough times come, immerse yourself in God's word. Read his promises to you. His beloved child, read about his power, his strength, his wisdom, and his love. Read how he has helped countless men and women through the ages as they trusted in him. Read about his saving, delivering, and restoring power. The more you read and study God's word, the stronger your faith will grow. The more you trust God, the more you will grow in your understanding that he is trustworthy. He's trustworthy in all things at all times. The more you take courage in the Lord's presence with you, the more secure you will feel, even in the most troubling of times and the most trying of circumstances. The Lord alone is your security every moment of your life. Woo, hallelujah. I just got to raise my hand thanking God today. And I love this last word, Psalm chapter 20, verse 5. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your potential. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. I'm sorry, God, ooh, Lord, I just have to read this whole psalm one more time just because it touched my heart. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you out from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions, saint. May he fulfill all your petitions. He's with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we get into the seventh proverb, Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Again, wisdom being given to a son from a father. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. In the word of God, God has given our brothers and our sons and our fathers, the men of our lives, uncles, granddaddies, all of them. God has given a blueprint for them to teach their sons. And for sons to learn that everything that's pretty and flashy is not always what's right for you. And to stay away from married women. If you are a single man, don't get all caught up with a married woman. Adultery is a humongous sin to the Lord. And we need to understand that. Wondering why folks is going through right now. Because some have stepped outside of their marriage are harder to forgive. It's hard to forgive an unfaithful woman. It's hard to forgive an unfaithful man. And you can always tell, you know, my mother used to always say, when the person does the most squealing about somebody else being unfaithful, they the ones that's been unfaithful. And that you usually can take to the bank. The loudest voice that's always talking about infidelity is the one that was the one that committed the infidelity. We got to pray. Pray for our young people. Pray for our young men, that God would keep them from hurt and harm and stepping outside into places they don't need to be. Whether the word of God tells us, don't go down that road. Don't go in that house. Don't walk into hell. Come on now. So let's keep it moving in our word this morning. And we are in Matthew chapter 24, where we will be finishing up Matthew. And our title word comes from Matthew chapter 24. And if you have that red letter Bible, this is all the red letters, because Jesus is speaking in this word today. And as we go through, it says this: immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. We're talking an eclipse here. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and put forth leaves, and you know that summer is near, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away. Woo! This is our word, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Jesus is saying, my word will not pass away. You know, in yesterday's lesson, he told us where not to go. You know, we go over to yesterday's lesson to chapter 24, and he tells us, take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. And he also tells us in verse 23 of chapter 24, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go. Or look, he is in the inner room, do not believe. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will gather together. The Lord has given us a blueprint. We're not to believe. We're not to go. Hallelujah. And then he tells us in his word, but of that day and hour, no one knows. You have people all the time trying to tell somebody, oh, and Jesus is coming back on June 1st of 20. Oh, now what was it? Jesus is coming back June 1st, 2000, you know, in the millennium, the beginning of January 1st, the world is going to end because we're going into another millennium. And all these things were popping up, you know, Y2K and all this stuff. Folks was losing their minds, getting guns and ammunition and getting, again, toilet paper, you know, just like what happened during the pandemic. Folks lost their mind and had toilet paper and warded up. that you couldn't even go into a store and find a roll of toilet paper. And then they started selling toilet paper by the roll at 74 cents a roll. Come on now. Y'all know it was some wrong stuff going on. You know, folks taking baby formula off the shelf so they could sell it on eBay at higher prices. You know, come on now. Little things like that, just selfish behavior. And we understand it's coming again. Don't get it twisted. Selfish is selfish, and selfish people do selfish things. And they don't give a care about their fellow man. They don't care if your child is starving because they're going to make some money on eBay. If you want it, buy it from me. It'll be on eBay. I was here first. I read an article from a lady. This was during the shortage of milk for babies. And she was in a store, went to get milk. A lady was in front of her. And as she went to get the milk, because there was just a few cans, this woman took her arm and took every can and put it in her cart. And she said, "You saw me standing here to get a can of milk, and you just took all of it." And she said, "I was here first," and walked away. And she looked at her, she said, "Don't you think I need to feed my baby just like you do?" And she said, "I was here first," and kept it moving. We got to pray, because we all know the word of God says the first will be last, and the last shall be first. Watch God work. When you are selfish like that, God will mess you up. And as we continue, it says this, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Again, don't listen to false people telling you that, "Oh, well, the earth is, you know, Jesus is coming back on July 1st, 2025. No, that is not the truth. No man, the word of God, one more time, no one, not man, not woman, not pastor, not anybody, no one, the word of God, not Pastor Bridget, not Minister Bridget, not any of us, not Mother Valerie, not Evangelist Shannon, nobody. We don't know when he is coming. Prophet is anybody. Don't let them tell you this. They are a prophet liar, because the word of God says, "But of that day, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, come on now, the master of the servants will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And that is what Jesus says. Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." We stand on the word of God. And as we go back into a couple of life lessons from today, in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2, keep my command and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. How do we approach our time in Scripture as a grinding duty to be completed as quickly as possible, or as a delightful opportunity to get to know God? David exclaimed, "Oh, how I love your law." And that's Psalms 119:97. We got to love the word of God. I get giddy for Jesus. I get giddy for the word. I love what I do. I will wake up in the morning. If I don't get anything else done, I'm going to get this done, because this is the highlight of my day. It's being in the presence of God and looking and studying his word. I find out something new every day. I learn something new every day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And as Matthew 24:44 says, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Despite many attempts over the centuries to pinpoint the time of Jesus' return, God's word stands. He will come at an hour you do not expect. We are to remain perpetual state of readiness. You can't be in sin because you don't know when the Savior is coming. I thank you all for coming and spending time with me this morning in Bible study. Thank you for listening to the word of God, because it is a great word. And the word that God gave me in prayer for this morning is remain faithful. If we are faithful, faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I'm going to read that scripture again. If you want to get the scripture, it's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, and it's an ESV version. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And let me get my King James out, and I will read it to you from there. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 31. And it says, verse 13. There's not 31 verses in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 13, it says this: if we believe not yet, he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. If we believe. And I just got to go back up in this word before I go into the prayer, to verse 11 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. And it says, it is a faithful thing, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. We deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. What a mighty word. Father, you are undeniably good in your consistency. You don't go back on your promises, even when I lose all faith. How can that be? Thank you that you follow through. It's not dependent on my own. I am so grateful that your word is your honor. It is such a relief to realize that you are bigger, better, and more steady than I can imagine. When I start to wander, lead me back to you in your loving kindness. As the psalmist says, your faithfulness stretches to the skies. It is beyond my understanding, though. It blows me away. With your goodness at every new level of revelation, as you are faithful, may I reflect you in this way, becoming more and more like you. Thank you for a new day to experience your unwavering pursuit. You are so worthy of my praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of my praise. Give God praise this morning. And as we go back into one little section of this prayer. It says, I am so grateful that your word is your honor. Your word is your honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, today for his word. Thanking God today for his grace. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. Jesus said, we stand on the word of God. And before we go any further and get ready to wrap up, if there's anybody that has a word that God has given you, please push the one on your phone. If you are calling in at 213-943-5597, again, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Moving Forward with Minister Bridget. And I thank you so much for joining me this morning for Bible study, for prayer, and for a word of hope. And as we go to a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, I do see you, I see your call, the one that has pushed the one on your phone, and I will open your line very shortly. Good morning. God hears every unspoken word. Come on now. Sees every unseen wound and mends every unbearable pain. Have faith and be strong. God got you. Have a worry-free Wednesday. Again, Sister Carolyn never knows what God has given me, and I never know what God has given her. You know, and I love it. God hears every unspoken word. Again, we're standing on the word of God. Again, I am so grateful that your word is your honor. God understands our words, too. He hears us. He sees every unseen wound and means every unbearable pain. All I can say is thank you, God. Have faith. Again, remain faithful this morning. And be strong. God's got you. Have a worry-free Wednesday, family. And as we open the line, 6962, your line is open.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Evangelist.
I just want to say that God is saying, be ye ready at all time. Once again, be ye ready. That's not just me or you. That's everyone. Be ready. For we never know when the Son of God is coming back for us.
Amen. That's so true. Very true.
Yes.
That's our word. And we stand
yes.
on it. Hallelujah.
That's right. We have Woo. To stand on the word of God. We can open
right.
any kind of book, but there's never such a love story as the Bible.
Amen.
He loved the children of Israel, no matter what they did. And he loved us no matter what we did.
Mm.
We are his children. And he's saying, be ready, treat one another with kindness and love.
Mm.
I don't care if it's homeless. I don't care if it's a millionaire walking out the door. Treat them the same.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank
yes,
you so sir. Much, Evangelist. Appreciate your word yes. this morning. And thanking God for you. And thank you for listening in. And thank you for listening to the voice of God to hold you to say, hallelujah. We have to be
hallelujah.
Ready.
Yeah,
and
we
know
have to.
That the word of God, as Jesus has said, and we say it again, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. He told us where not to go. Don't fall for the okey-doke, family, because there are
no.
many false prophets out there. They can preach a word. They can have a shouting from here all the way down to the ocean, from one ocean to the next, shouting and praising God. But understand, you got to look beyond the surface and remember what Jesus said. As we stand before him, but Lord, I did all these things. And he will say, I do not know you. We don't want to be a do not know. I want Jesus to know my name. I want
Amen.
My name written in the book. So I ask God every day, Lord, forgive me for anything I've done in thought,
yes.
in word, indeed against your divine majesty. Repent and move forward and know who you belong to. And that is our word for this morning. Thank you so much, family. I got to go to work, so I thank you for, and I pray, as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, knowing that the word of God is all over you and in you. Keep God's word in your heart. As they say, let it be the apple of your eye as you move forward in this day. Have a blessed day, family. It is, as we say, what is it, minister, evangelist? It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Thank you. God bless you as well, and all of you.